This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. From his resort in Florida, President Trump calls the arrival of migrants in Mexico who traveled in a caravan from Central America a really bad situation.
They're starting fistfights. They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people.
While getting political in his call to troops, he also offered profound gratitude to military members on Thanksgiving Day. Shoppers in Hoover, Alabama got a scare Thanksgiving night. Police say two people began arguing inside River Chase Galleria Mall, which led to one shooting the other. Witnesses describe hearing gunshots and hiding in stores where some employees sprang into action.
I was in Mountain High Outfitters on the first floor. We were right by the escalators up to the second floor. I heard 6 to 7 gunshots. Right upstairs is what it sounded like where it was. And everybody freaked and screamed and ran into Mountain High. And they stepped us in supply closets and locked the doors.
Two people were injured. Police shot and killed the suspect as he fled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of 6. And he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor. True story. He goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The astronauts on the International Space Station shared an American Thanksgiving meal of turkey candied yam stuffing and spicy pound cake. The lone American crew member, Serena Anyan Chancellor, shared a Thanksgiving greeting.
Thanksgiving is a time to spend with those whom you love, whomever that might be. And so we'll be enjoying this meal together, but then also calling our loved ones back on planet Earth. We hope that whether you are at home or deployed around the globe, that you are able to find some time to spend with friends and or family. Definitely from the crew of Expedition 57, from our home to yours, we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving.
President Trump says the U.S. cannot afford to punish foreign nations for killing people. Responding to questions from reporters about Saudi Arabia's role in the murder of a Washington Post journalist, the president said whether the prince is responsible or not, it won't affect the American relationship with the Saudis. Joyriding is nothing new for teenagers, but in rural Utah, a pair of teens stole a small plane and flew it very low for about 15 miles. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
2 years ago, when sixth grader Sandra Parks was at Milwaukee's Keith Avenue School, she wrote an essay about gun violence that took third place in the school's annual Martin Luther King Jr. Essay Contest. This past week, the 13-year-old was shot and killed when a gunman opened fire on her house. Her mother, Bernice Parks, told mourners at a vigil outside her home,
"She's still going to be my angel. Everybody that she knew, everybody that came up. She made them happy. She didn't like nobody to be sad or down."
Police have charged 2 men in the shooting. It's unclear if that home was targeted. Folks in California who've lost everything in the raging wildfires served much-needed hot meals. This as the number of people killed rises. USA Radio's Robin Walensky with details.
Thanksgiving in California, people who lost loved ones and their homes being fed hot meals at shelters. Celebrity chefs also lending a hand and cooking the food. As for the weather, some rain falling, mudslides possible, at least 83 people killed, around 900 still reported missing. Former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger also pitching in.
The journal Lancet Diabetes and Endocrinology reports that within a dozen years, almost half of those who need medicine for diabetes won't be able to get it because access to insulin will fall short of demand. The report suggests the shortage will be most severe in African and Asian regions. Worldwide, researchers say the number of adults with type 2 diabetes will rise from 406 million this year to 511 million in 2030. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Track. Bill Martinez live.
That's the way we roll, and that's what it's all about with God's help. You know for sure, right? 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Will Graham is going to be joining us here in a few moments. We were supposed to originally talk back in February when we were in Nashville at NRB, the annual convention there. And, of course, the passing of his grandfather turned everybody's world around. And we carry in our hearts and our prayers the memories and legacy of Billy Graham. For me personally, especially, I experienced a crusade, had the honor and privilege to work on the 1985 crusade in Southern California, in Anaheim, California. 10 sold out nights. That was a total gift to Southern California and to the world. Just to be around Dr. Graham. And the striking thing for me was to experience his sense of humility. In fact, I just watched the movie on his legacy, An Extraordinary Journey, One Extraordinary Man, One Extraordinary God. And Will Graham, let's bring you on right now. I guess just this incredible connection with your grandfather, but you being at his feet growing up, that just had to just be extraordinary.
Well, Bill, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, it was. It was a great privilege. I love the whole world knew him as Billy Graham.
Mm-hmm.
But for me and 18 other grandchildren, we called him Daddy Bill. And he was a grandfather to us. So on February 21st, when my grandfather, he passed away from this world into the everlasting world, into heaven. The world lost Billy Graham, but we lost our grandfather. So we miss our grandfather. We love him. We miss my grandmother, too. She was a lot of fun.
Yes.
She was a spunky one in the family, but we miss my granddad.
Well, and if you think, speaking of spunky, we know her spunkiness. I loved one of her favorite quotes was somebody had asked her one time if she ever thought about divorce, and she said murder, but not divorce, never divorce, you know. Just talking about the reality of being married to this extraordinary individual, but also I loved what is on her on her burial stone there. Was the end of the end of construction. You know, when I saw that, I was just so touched by it. But it really speaks of the spunkiness of your grandmother.
Yeah, she was. Both of them were a lot of fun, but my grandmother was the one that kept everyone grounded. My granddaddy gave leadership, but my grandmother gave fun, and she's the one that really ran the home while he was gone. And they're a great couple together, a true love story. You don't see often anymore in the world today, but they lived a true love story.
Well, the legacy of Billy Graham, of your grandfather, continues, and as was cited in this movie about his extraordinary life, was that that your grandmother was the tether to his balloon. I mean, the vision that your grandfather caught when Jesus got a hold of him and his prayer to God, it was just so genuine and very simple. And that legacy of prayer, of course, your father has caught. I've spoken with your father on a couple of occasions, and continue to encourage and pray for the ministry and for what your father's doing in prayer and leading prayer. And I know that's your heart as well, Will, that it does change things. And we saw what happened in the 2016 elections, your father out there on the state steps, capitals, buildings across the country, leading thousands in prayer. Because we knew certainly what was at risk, number one, and more importantly, is that God had the answer. It wasn't going to be, the answer wasn't going to come from Hillary Clinton or any political figure or any man at all. It's God himself. This is his popcorn stand, so to speak, right?
Well, you know, my dad believes that a lot of the problems that we're facing in our country are spiritual problems, and it's because we as a country, we've turned our back on God. Mm-hmm. And my dad wanted us a time that we could go around the country and to pray for our nation, to pray for those leaders. As Christians, we are commanded to pray and to lift up those people who God has placed over us. Mm-hmm. And so whether they're Democrat or Republican, liberal or conservative, it doesn't matter. We pray for those people. And so Dad wanted to take time to pray for our leaders. Our leaders, whether we like them or not, they have to carry a burden that most of us will never know or fully understand. I think of the president, whoever the president is, they got to carry and make decisions every day to run our country and to keep us safe and things that we'll never know about. And they alone carry that burden. And only right now there's 45 presidents in our country's history, and 45 presidents have only carried that burden. No one else would know what that burden's like. And so it's a tough job, and that's why we need to pray for those, not just our president, but for all those over us, even our local mayors and sheriffs and town councils. We need to be praying for those people that God will give them wisdom on how to run our communities and our nation.
Exactly. And what we can do, you know, to come alongside that effort, because as the Bible is clear, it is God that places authority in these positions. And for whatever reason, whatever lesson we need to learn, whatever we need to be able to do together under their individual leadership. Will, the other thing that grabbed a hold of me recently, you know, I thought about this, you think about being president of the United States. I mean, is that the greatest on-the-job training position you could ever have? I mean, it's not like you go to college and say, I think I want to be president, so what, teach me how to be president of the United States. I mean, it's like, hey, bring your skill set to the Oval Office and, welcome to the number one position in the free world, right?
Well, I remember when Bill Clinton came down to my granddad's library dedication, and my grandfather and Bill Clinton were longtime friends. And still are, and we're friends until my granddaddy passed away. But Bill Clinton, he made the sense. He says I don't think there's any president, including myself, Bill Clinton, that is, that they, as soon as you walk into the Oval Office, you're like, oh my goodness, I'm way over my head. I mean, and he said, and it caused them to cry out to God. You know, that said, yes. God, I'm over my head. You know, I've won this thing, and now I don't know what do I do? I don't know what to do. It's a hard thing to understand. There's only been 45 people that have held that position, and and I'm whether you like it or not, these men carry and or women carry these burdens that we have to make decisions, and we need to be really praying for them. It's a hard job. I don't know why anybody would want it. That's for sure.
Yeah, it is, unless you've been there, as you said, a very select few. And when you read the personal journalings of presidents from George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, they turned to God, because they understood intrinsically. God says he just puts that impression. It is on our very hearts and our minds and our conscience that he is Creator God and he is the answer. And fortunately, we've had 45 presidents turn to God on many occasions. Will Graham is with us. We're going to be talking about his brand new book, Redeemed. Stay with us, America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the Extraordinary Adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I will be
the way you like. It's fresh and independent. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Thy will be done. You know, it's the question that confronts us at that point in our life, at that crossroads, at that intersection. Are we going to, you know, as God had said to Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? Are you at that intersection where you're willing to surrender and cry out and let God's will be done in your life? Our conversation with William Franklin Graham IV, an American Christian evangelist, executive director of the Billy Graham Training Center at the Cove, and associate evangelist of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. Will Graham continues with us. We're going to be talking about his book, Redeemed. But before we do, Will, we saw you playing the role of your father in the movie Unbroken, Path to Redemption. Of course, the story of Louis Zamperini. What was that like?
Well, it was nerve-wracking. I'm used to being a pastor and preaching and doing everything in one take, per se. But, listen, it was a great experience. I had a wonderful time doing it. I'd never been on a movie set, period. And so just to be there and to participate in the movie. And here's the best part. One is I got to play my grandfather, Dr. Billy Graham, in it and preach his 1949 sermon. And I got to be part of the bigger story of Louis Zamperini, which is, I mean, a true American legend. And so I'm so grateful to have a small part in that movie. And just to have a small part was a huge blessing to me.
And you had an opportunity to connect with Louis' son, Luke, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, Luke and I, we had met earlier that year. Matter of fact, I had just gotten the part when he and I just happened to meet in Forest Falls, California, up in the San Bernardino Mountains. Right. Which is an important place for my grandfather, where he made one of the most important decisions. I was up there teaching, and he came by to visit, and that was the first time we really got to meet in person, and we just became good friends. And so we've always stayed in contact and encouraged one another, but I'm grateful for he and Lisa and the job they're doing with their foundation and helping young inner-city kids come to know Christ.
Exactly. Well, Will, I'm sure the other grandkids go, hey, how come Will gets to play granddad? How come not us, right?
Well, there was a few that said they wanted the part, but I think they wanted someone who was a preacher. I do have one cousin. He's the youngest. He's probably the most spitting image of my granddaddy. The guy, he lives out in California. He's my youngest cousin. And his dad is my dad's brother, and he is a spin image of Billy Graham, a young Billy Graham. He's tall like my granddaddy. He's thin like my granddaddy. He's got the wavy hair like my granddaddy. So if he was going on looks, they should have gotten him.
Well, they chose you, and I've got to say, you did an outstanding job for your first time. With all the prayer, like you say, it's a difference when you're preaching. It's take one. You just get one take of it, and you thank the Holy Spirit for being there with you, carrying you through the sermon, and sharing the words of life and love that you do. And it's a different deal altogether. And of course, the pressure on your shoulders. I mean, here's this seminal moment of the movie of Louis Zamperini, falling before God and realizing that, that's what he needed. But I want to talk about your new devotional book, Redeemed. How did this come about, Will?
Well, it actually came in conjunction with the movie. I've been asked a number of times to write a book. And every time I asked God, God, do you want me to write this book? God's answer was no. And God never told me the reason why, he just said no. And I'm going back a number of years. And then all of a sudden during the movie, I got approached by a publisher, and they said, Will, would you want to write a book at this time? And I said no, because that was the answer God had always given me.
Right,
God just
hadn't
allowed me to do it yet. Mm-hmm. And to be honest, I went back and I started to pray about it, because I hadn't prayed about it. I just answered no. Mm-hmm. And I realized God now did want me to write a book. And so and we decided to write a devotional book just to talk about some of these God stories of things I've seen all around the world. So it kind of it has nothing to do with the movie. It just time-wise, it came about the same time as the movie did. So it's been a busy year.
Well, you've got the movie. You've got the 100th, which would have been the, you know, the 100th birthday of your grandfather on November the 7th. You know, it's a bit of a commemorative, I mean, as God would design it, and maybe not necessarily the way you or I would do it, but, you know, there he is being God again, you know, right?
Yeah. It has. It's been, I mean, and I say this, you know, start this year, start, I finished the movie a year ago. Then my grandfather would pass away. He would die in the editing process. He would never see the movie, but he didn't need to see the movie. Like, people said, too bad he didn't see it. I was like, he lived it. He knew it better than anybody else. He didn't need a movie to tell him what had happened.
Right.
He lived it. You know, and then, so the movie came out, the book was written. The book was actually written before my granddaddy died. I had to go back and change some things and to write about my grandfather in past tense, which was a little bit tough, not from an editing standpoint, but just an emotional standpoint. And now it's his 100th birthday, and now my book's been released. So it's been an incredible busy year. It's been a wonderful year, and I hope all of it will point to the Lord Jesus Christ, how God can change lives. He changed my grandfather's life. He changed Louis Zamperini's life. And this book just captures some of, even stories about Louis Zamperini, but also about people I've seen around the world, how God has changed their life. And so I'm so grateful for that.
Well, and this is very vulnerable. I mean, heartfelt. I mean, you're sharing some very personal stories about your granddaddy. Share a couple of the special ones, if you would.
Yeah, there's one on when I was, I believe it was, and it may have been the Anaheim Crusade that you alluded to at the beginning of your show. I can't remember. I remember being in California. We'd come out to a crusade. It'd be about that same time, that same age I was when this took place. And I was a young boy at the time. And we pulled up to the hotel, and there was a huge line of people outside the hotel. And we couldn't believe it. I mean, I didn't know what was going on. I go inside, and I realize they were all in line. I'm talking about this line's maybe 400 yards long. Wow. I'm going outside the building, in through the building, and into the ballroom where my grandfather had finished speaking to everybody, and he was taking turns to shake hands and get a picture with everybody. So there was a long line. But I didn't want, as a grandson, I didn't want to stay in line. And so I was trying to be nice. I was trying to wait my turn. So when one couple walked off, I was going to jump in front of the next couple and just hug my granddaddy.
Uh-huh.
And I started making a jump, and a police officer held me back and said, and he was real nice. He was only doing his job. He said, son, the line's back over there. And I'm like, I know. I saw it. It's like 400 yards. I don't want to be in that line. I didn't say that, but I'm thinking that. And all of a sudden, my granddaddy got down on his knee and said, Will, and had his arms open wide. And now the cop realized, you know, I'm someone special to this man. And so I ran and hugged my granddaddy. And what it taught me was, and my granddaddy wasn't trying to teach me something. He was just trying to love on me. But what it taught me was that when you always have access to your father, and it's because you're related to him. And because we're related to God through Jesus Christ, we have a relationship with God. Now we have access with God, our Father, anytime we want it because of what Christ did.
Well, Will, we're so grateful, you know, for the legacy of your granddaddy, the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, so many resources, what your dad, Franklin, is doing and praying for this country and leading the charge for prayer, especially for a time as this. We wish you all of Godspeed and God's best, Will Graham, you and your family. How can people be in touch with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association if they want to donate and find out more information and get their hands on your book?
Well, you can go to our website, billygraham.org, or you can go to billygrahambookstore.org, and you can find my book there.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop with incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. or shop online all day Thursday. Plus, get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get the Xbox One S, $199.99. Amazon Echo Dot, $24. Google Home Hub, $99. And the Fitbit Charge 3, $119.99. Kohl's Black Friday, don't miss it. Select styles, valid while supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. It's that time of year when we hear a great deal about getting a flu shot. Have you never had a flu shot? This should be the year you get one.
Here's your veteran's tip of the day. The VA reports that if more vets got a flu shot, 10,000 lives could be spared. As we get older, we have less and less ability to fight the flu. Check with your local pharmacy to get a free flu shot. The life you save may be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. From his resort in Florida, President Trump calls the arrival of migrants in Mexico who traveled in a caravan from Central America a really bad situation.
They're starting fistfights. They have fistfights all over the streets. They're starting fistfights. They said, these are not like normal, innocent people.
While getting political in his call to troops, he also offered profound gratitude to military members on Thanksgiving Day. Shoppers in Hoover, Alabama got a scare Thanksgiving night. Police say two people began arguing inside River Chase Galleria Mall, which led to one shooting the other. Witnesses describe hearing gunshots and hiding in stores where some employees sprang into action.
I was in Mountain High Outfitters on the first floor. We were right by the escalators up to the second floor. I heard 6 to 7 gunshots. Right upstairs is what it sounded like where it was, and everybody freaked and screamed and ran into Mountain High. And they stuffed us in supply closets and locked the doors.
Two people were injured. Police shot and killed the suspect as he fled. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, just the way you like it, fresh and independent right here. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Kathy Cummings from Bank of America is back with us, Senior Vice President of Consumer Education and Consulting. We're going to be talking about this new Bank of America report that finds women are skipping the spouse and buying the house, as they might say, according to the Fall 2018 Home Buyers Insight report. The majority, 73% of single women, are prioritizing owning a home more so than their single male counterparts, 65%. To achieve the goal of home ownership, single women are placing many life priorities, such as getting married, 41%, and having children, 32%, lower on their list. Now, with all the details of the Fall 2018 Home Buyer Insights report, single women's key findings, Kathy's got them for us. Kathy, good to have you with us. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm doing great. Excited about this topic for sure.
Yeah, really. So what is empowering single women to break tradition and prioritize home ownership over marriage?
Well, I have a spouse, a house, and children, and I'll tell you that less headaches come from the house than the spouse and the children. But I think beyond
you're
that...
Being real you're being real honest here, right, Kathy? Right off the bat. Okay.
Right. But I will also tell you that I think women are finally financially empowered. So, you know, when I think back, and my grandmother never worked a day in her life, she was completely financially dependent on my grandfather. Mm-hmm. Whereas my daughter, I told her, I want you to marry for love. I don't want you to feel like you have to for to be financially dependent on a man.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that one of the stats that came out that is the most interesting to me is Department of Education. Education has said that 140 women will graduate with a college degree at some level this year for every 100 men.
Right.
So with that education comes earning potential and comes financial independence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's, you know, one of the driving forces as well.
Yeah, exactly. I know we've been seeing this trend moving more and more in favor of women in terms of college degrees, and so this is proving it out. And of course, you know, with that, as you say, then look at you know, they've worked hard in school, so why not go and take you know, and take advantage of the opportunity in the marketplace, right?
Yeah, they see this as a sense of achievement. Like an adult through the home buying process. So there's a lot of personal driving reason, emotional reasons for you know, choosing home ownership and then worrying about the spouse and the children later. So to me, it's refreshing. I can tell you that I just watched my daughter buy a home in Brooklyn, and she was able to get down payment assistance since she was a first-time home buyer. And you know, it's great to see your kids succeed like that.
Exactly. Good for her, and you know, and have this level of independence. Boy, it's going to put pressure on her future husband, right? He better have his act together.
Well, I tell you what, it reminds me of Kelly Clarkson's Miss Independent. I mean, she's always been like that. So no surprise here. But, you know, she really made sure that she had the information, which I think is key. She went to a HUD-approved housing counseling agency, so that's Housing and Urban Development, part of the U.S. government. They have housing counselors there that are an unbiased opinion, and they'll give you unbiased suggestions for what's right for your financial situation. And they'll help you with any down payment assistance programs that may be available within the market. So it's a wealth of resources and knowledge there.
Well, you were already answering my next question, which was how do you start the process? Maybe you're a little intimidated, but what's the first step?
Well, and I'll tell you, going through the process, she told me, "Mom, I'm scared," and I told her this is a healthy fear. That's okay. You should be. Make sure that you have all of the information, and, you know, just map out what your priorities are. And so I built her a spreadsheet that basically helped her back into what her mortgage payment would be, helped her understand what her priorities were. And she used that information while working with the housing counseling agency to figure out what was right for her. Mm-hmm. They're going to help you find that comfortable mortgage payment so that you are not house poor, so to speak. So, you know, finding that balance is really important.
Exactly. Well, Kathy, what are some other tools and resources women can use during their home buying journey?
Sure. So if you go to bankofamerica.com/mortgage, there's a wealth of resources out there, but if you scroll to the bottom, there is a link to first-time home buyer. And on that site, you're going to find a myriad of different tools and resources. We have a 3% down mortgage loan that you can learn about, and also there is a down payment resource center where you can figure out what down payment assistance programs are available in your market, and our new digital mortgage experience. Now, this tool is kind of a data accumulator, if you will. So if you start the process online, you can stop at any time to pick up a phone, talk to a live human being. So it's that omni-channel, that high-tech, high-touch approach that just makes the mortgage process quite easy.
I'll tell you, it makes it so much easier when you're talking to a humanoid, huh? I mean, anymore, you know, just talking to computers or send me an email, that kind of, it's just, like you say, high tech, high touch, and that's what people are looking for more and more, and it's what's causing businesses to stand out against other businesses that offer that service, which is, you know, kind of a little bit of old school, but hey, it's good old school, right?
Hey, that's our approach, Bill. We want to make sure that we give and serve the customer how they want to be served. So
exactly.
Making multiple tools available is important to us.
Well, we're talking with Kathy Cummings, who leads the Homeowner Solutions and Affordable Housing Program Team for Bank of America Home Loans Neighborhood Lending Organization. In her role, she helps clients towards successful home ownership by educating them on how to identify affordable housing programs offered by housing finance agencies, local governments, and nonprofits across the country. Kathy, you mentioned the experience with your daughter, who is single, now a homeowner, her first home. That's excellent. Congratulations. What other stories do you have about other single women?
Well, she's actually married. So,
oh, she's married. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, she's married. No, that's quite all right. So I will tell you that when we do housing outreach events, it is mostly women who are there. Women are curious. Women view this as a sense of accomplishment. And I'll tell you that those conversations I've had with women that have come to fruition for home ownership, it is... You see all kinds of emotion. So walking them through the process, the good thing for me is I don't get paid one dime for originating a loan. So all I get to do is give away free information. So I have the best job in a bank. Don't tell my boss that.
Yeah, right.
It's great for me because I get to see, you know, the after excitement as well and, you know, letters of appreciation for helping people get the help that they needed. And, you know, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling whenever you're able to accomplish what you didn't think was possible.
Exactly, and you did it together, and that's awesome. Kathy, are the benefits of home ownership pretty much the same as they've always been, or are they improving?
Well, you know, actually, not only is it the best wealth-building tool that is still available, it also, you know, when you look at the rent increases that are occurring, and you track that, home ownership is typically, and it depends on the area, but typically the better solution for building that long-term wealth. You know, I know here in Charlotte we have, you know, 6-7% year-over-year increase in rents. So if you get in a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage, your principal and interest is going to remain the same for that full 30 years. So that's no more rent increases from a principal and interest perspective. So, you know, certainly that helps create some additional discretionary spending money in the future as well.
Well, this report is very encouraging. It's exciting, you know, especially for women going out, single women going out and purchasing their first home. And, boy, there's a lot of help available. You just got to ask some questions, right?
Absolutely, and we're happy to help. So, you know, please reach out if we can help you, and we'll be happy to connect you with HUD-approved housing counseling agencies as well as our lending officers.
Okay, and where can they go specifically, Kathy, for more information?
bankofamerica.com/mortgage.
Kathy Cummings with Bank of America. She's a senior VP of Consumer Education and Consulting. Kathy, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. It's that time of year when we hear a great deal about getting a flu shot. Have you never had a flu shot? This should be the year you get one. Here's your veteran's tip of the day. The VA reports that if more vets got a flu shot, 10,000 lives could be spared. As we get older, we have less and less ability to fight the flu. Check with your local pharmacy to get a free flu shot. The life you save may be your own. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how health care should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your health care costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing health care for good.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We got a real treat for you. With us right now from Fox Business, Fox News Business, is the new anchor and the centerpiece of their primetime lineup. Trish Regan joins us. Trish, how are you?
I'm good, Bill. I'm good. It's good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. Congratulations. You're the anchor. I mean, you are the crown jewel in the midst of this primetime lineup. I mean, you can handle this. I mean, after all, you know, you're dealing with twins and a young son. I mean, this is nothing, right? You got this.
Yeah, right? That makes some of those strategists we get on the air look pretty easy compared to my 2 8-year-olds and my 6-year-old son. But it's a lot of fun. We're having a lot of fun and we're doing really well, Bill. We are beating the competition hands down pretty easily. And we're the most highly rated show they've had at 8 o'clock ever at the network. So we're thrilled. We're thrilled.
What I love about it is that you are so targetedly relevant. And I think that's why people are responding to you. I mean, you are earnestly going out there and pursuing the facts and the truth, you know, like we are here on this show. And, you know, I was looking forward to this opportunity to talk to you because I just wanted to congratulate you, you know, on all that you've done and what Fox Business is doing here now.
Thanks, Bill. You know, that means a lot. I people have asked before, you know, are you partisan? And I've said, you know, look, I'm not really partisan. I care very much about the country and the direction of the country. I care about my children's future. I care about, you know, what are the policies in place that will actually get us to the most prosperity? And I don't think that needs to be a left or a right thing. I mean, I look at what the president has done, and I grew up, I was an Irish Catholic, and you were a Democrat, like you were Irish, like you were Catholic, where
right.
I came from,
exactly.
Right? Like it was just part of the
right.
It was your hereditary identity, period.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what I've seen increasingly, you know, really since I first went to college and studied economics, is a lot of those policies that are theoretically designed to help the middle class have done anything but help the middle class. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for whatever reason, the Republicans had not packaged that as well as they could have or should have until along came Donald Trump. And I think that his message resonated loud and clear, even with people that historically had been voting for the Democratic ticket and the Democratic Party. You look at places like Pennsylvania and a number of other sort of heavily union union-driven populations, and they said, wait a second, you know, this guy's making a lot of sense. So in 2016, we really saw, which is what I prefer, that it was not left versus right, but really the person himself and the policies that won out.
Well, I got to tell you, when it comes to partisanship, I would agree. I'm partisan, and I'm partisan for the individual American, that they should be able to realize everything that our founding fathers had hoped for and envisioned when they crafted the U.S. Constitution. It is a brilliant document, and when we follow the rules of that Constitution, incredibly, it seems to go well for this country when it honors the individual. And this is what Donald Trump, I believe, brought, you know, to the party here. And when I say the party, I'm talking about the grander party. I'm talking about the American party. I'm not talking about Democratic or Republican party.
I love that. It is such an eloquent, you know, way of putting it, really.
Right.
And a true way.
Yeah, and that, to me, that's what it's all about. I mean, I'm excited to see, you know, I talk to banks all the time, Trish. They're on the show and giving us updates and everything, and they're so excited. I'm excited to hear about small business development. People who had dreams that they put on the shelf a long time ago said, hey, it's not right. You know, the government's in the way. I've got all these impediments. Donald Trump comes along, and he set the captives free. You know, the dreams that they've been holding that have waken them up, that, you know, wakes them up at 3 o'clock in the morning and going, if only they're now, you know, to me, I'm more excited about that, frankly.
Look, that people it's not that hard. You know, and that's what, I don't know why it's been so hard for so many presidents, but you lower taxes, you lessen regulation, you strike a positive tone, right? Because the country needs to look forward to something. I covered Obamanomics for 8 years, and it drove me bonkers because there was opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. They were all squandered. And as much as he said, you know, basically, you didn't build that, and business really doesn't deserve any credit for anything, what did that do? That really, I think it actually stifled the country. It made people nervous, business leaders nervous. It made the country nervous. They didn't invest. And consequently, the Fed was the only game in town. I mean, thank God he had the Federal Reserve there for him. Otherwise, we really would have been in, a near depression, because coming out of 2008, those were very scary times.
Well, nothing like having, you know, friends with a printing press that can print up $4 trillion and quantitatively ease you out of your doldrums and your incompetency. Trish, you know, to your point in Obamanomics, it drove me nuts, case in point, and that pointed just to the clear incompetence was the Solyndra issue, for example. Here we invest the people's money in Solyndra because it's a green energy deal. It's all the buzz, and this was all reflective of the Obama administration. So here we dump, $500 million into this business, and then right behind it, what did the geniuses of the Obama administration allow happen? They allow the Chinese to come right off the heels of that investment and underbid and compromise the people's investment, and they're allowed to sell solar panels cheaper and basically put Solyndra out of business. And then President Obama just later on kind of laughs, and which was another deal about, those shovel-ready jobs. I guess there wasn't those shovel-ready jobs that we expected, and he laughed about it.
I know.
And he laughed at the expense of the people.
Listen, I hear you, and it's frustrating. It was frustrating to watch and to see, because as I said, it really isn't that hard. He overthought it, and I think he was fearful. As many politicians are, you know, I recently interviewed the president, and one of the things I was talking to him about was, you know, the whole China thing. And I'm like, you know, what you're saying absolutely makes all the sense in the world, and I'm very encouraged by it because it's really caused people to rethink how we trade in a way that's quite meaningful. We just sort of took it for granted that we were going to be taken advantage of, and we were on this path to nowhere. And then someone came in and said, hey, wait a second. He said to me, Bill, he said, you know, I looked at it all, and I saw that in some cases China was charging a 40% tariff or tax, while we were charging nothing. And I thought, how is that fair? And I said, but, you know, no one else took that on. And he said, right, because no one else had the sort of stamina to. They're all a little bit fearful because they're getting, you know, their campaign coffers basically, you know, paid for by these companies that want to be doing business in China. So it's a huge conflict of interest. And he said, I made a decision. I said to myself when I came in here, I'm just going to do what I think is right, period. And, you know, it may not be popular. People may not like it. And the establishment certainly may not like it. But if I think it's the right thing for the country, I'm by far going to do it and certainly try to do it. And so I respect that. I mean, they, you know, look, he gets himself into hot water at times, and Twitter, you know, is certainly something that lands him there on occasion. But from a pure policy perspective and a work ethic perspective, I think he's doing a tremendous, tremendous job. And I think that the proof's in the pudding when you look at all the numbers.
Yeah, without a doubt. But this is what effective leadership does. And this is the difference of having a true CEO in this office. I have said for quite a while here, like no other job on the planet. Think about it, Trish. Like no other job. This is the president of the United States, and it's an OJT job. It's an on-the-job training experience. You don't go to Harvard. You don't go to Cornell. You don't go to, you know, there's no classes that you can take to say, I'm going to be a future president of the United States, right?
That's so true. That's so true. But see, that's why the chief executive experience, I think, is a good background to have. We've never really had that. I mean, you have your first businessman in modern history, anyway, president, who's coming in there and doesn't have all the political baggage and all of that, you know, that he's carrying around. Instead, he's going in and looking at things pretty clearly, just like a CEO would. Okay, you know, are we making money on this or are we not? Oh, we're losing money with China, so maybe we need to rethink that. That's a lousy deal. Let's fix it. And people say, oh, it can't be done. And he's sort of like, well, I'm sure as hell going to try. And I really think that that is a refreshing approach to government that we just, you know, we were lacking. We really were lacking. Mm-hmm. And I'm encouraged by it. And I think, again, I go back to lowest unemployment since 1969, a tremendous GDP growth. The market's doing just fine, knock on wood. And I think it all points in the right direction. One other thing, Bill, I would mention is that every time we used to get a good jobs report, like something that was decent, Obama would get out there and he'd say, well, you know, we got a long way to go and da 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 da. And I'm like, could you for once act a little happy, a little glass half full? You know, you're the coach of the team. And you got to keep the team sort of motivated and going. And it would be nice if you'd say something nice about the economy for a change, and you never did.
Yeah, he kind of channeled
that. You know, is obviously the opposite of that.
Well, without a doubt, because he understands it. He is the leader of the team. He's the coach. Like, as you say, well said. And then I think in part Barack Obama channeled the Jimmy Carter, you know, perspective of the half-empty glass, as you say. The other thing I thought you were going to mention was that what also came with the Obama numbers was an asterisk. And if you remember, each time, 30 days later, the number they gave us always went down. It never went up. You know, but with Donald Trump, there is an asterisk, but it goes up.
Isn't
so,
that great?
You know, it's like, can we do the math here?
It's about time. And, you know, for him to try and take credit for it,
amazing.
You know, and I've had strategists come, I like both sides, even if I have to, you know, tell the other side they're dead wrong.
Well, she is primetime Trish Regan at 8 p.m. Weeknights on the Fox Business Network. She anchors the new primetime business lineup at Fox Business. And congratulations once again, Trish. Thank you so much for being with us. I look forward to continuing the conversation if we can, when you can, all right?
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.